podcast is part of the Sports Social Podcast Network.
Thanks for choosing this free Anfield Index podcast. If you'd prefer to listen to this or any of our other shows without adverts, then now's the time to check out Anfield Index Pro. With AI Pro, you can supercharge your entire listening experience. You'll not only get all of our podcasts without the ads, but you'll have them far faster with our quick publish feature available exclusively for subscribers. AI Pro also puts you in the heart of our sound studio, with an option to listen to many of our shows live and interact with the podcasters in real time as the shows are recording. Upgrading couldn't be easier. AI Pro is available on all popular podcast platforms, and we have our own apps for Apple and Android. Just head on over to AnfieldIndexPro.com and get started today.
Hello and welcome to the Daily Red, your lunchtime catch-up on all things Liverpool FC on a Tuesday where nothing is happening other than Liverpool have announced the appointment of Jörg Schmatke as the new sporting director. No mention from the club as to how long the contract is for. He has made some interesting comments regarding what his role will be, and very clearly it's not really a sporting director type of situation. In Mike Gordon's comments were that he will support Jürgen, which, you know, is not the role of a sporting director. The role of a sporting director is to work alongside or above the manager. But this very much seems like an assistant sporting director type role where he'll just do what Jürgen asks him to do. He said that basically Jürgen will set the priorities. He'll tell everybody what he wants. The scouts and data analysts will put together a list. Jürgen will pick the players that he wants, and then it'll be Schmatke's job to go and get them. If we like each other, the cooperation can go beyond the transfer window. Let's see. Then we will continue this or not. So he's basically just committing for the transfer window, which again is just a very odd situation for a club who are one of the biggest clubs in the world to take 6 months to appoint somebody on an interim basis. It really doesn't make a lot of sense. It's not a promising sign for how healthy the club is internally. But look, let's hope that they can put together a good summer. By the sounds of things, there's quite a lot of groundwork already done on a number of players. Hunter and Fallows have been there a long time, so they've got a good handle on what Jürgen wants. And obviously, Will Spearman has taken over from Ian Graham now, and he's been at the club a good while as well. So we'll see what happens, but it doesn't really fill you with confidence. Carvalho bid rejected, Koundé offer and Fabinho snub. Contradicting reports on Carvalho after bid. Less than 24 hours after Liverpool's season came to an end, there was seemingly no time to waste when it came to reports of what comes next for Fabio Carvalho. David Lynch said that Carvalho is prepared to reluctantly accept a permanent departure with Liverpool receiving a big money bid for an unnamed Champions League club. The Athletic was then quick to state the bid was not from Portugal and had been rejected. They also noted that the Premier League clubs had been interested in a loan. The contradicting line, though, pertains to Lynch stating Carvalho will not be part of Klopp's first team plans, while the Athletic have been informed that Liverpool are not considering a permanent exit this time. I would be far more inclined to believe David Lynch than any of the Athletic's reporters on Liverpool, unless it's David Ornstein, who did not report this. There's some talk that the bid might have come from Leipzig. I'd imagine there'll be a couple of German clubs interested in a talented young player like that. There is a broad agreement in place for Leighton Clarkson to move on this summer, with Aberdeen eager to keep hold of the midfielder. I don't know what kind of fee we'd be looking for. I assume £1 million, £1.5 million maybe. Maybe a sell-on clause in there as well. Liverpool target Ron Robert Zieler assumes he will remain as Hanover's goalkeeper next season. Fabinho has missed out on a call-up to the Brazil squad, which is not surprising given he's been fairly poor all season. There've been call-ups for Alisson, Virgil, Cody and Andy Robertson to their international squads. Jules Koundé has reportedly received an offer from Liverpool. I wouldn't believe that now, to be totally honest with you. And that's pretty much all there is in that. This is Anfield do have 8 photos and video of the Anfield Road roof removal. And once this the old roof goes off, you really do start to get a handle on the scale of the new stand. And it is looking very, very impressive. I highly recommend watching said video. I think it's well worth having a look at the removal. But yeah, things are progressing nicely, it would appear. And we know that the first couple of games of next season likely will have to be played away. That's the request that Liverpool have made, at least, is that the first game will be played away from home. We'll see after that. But yeah, it should look very, very impressive come next season when this whole structure is finished. What else do we have? There's a piece about Heysel you should read. That's pretty much it. Pretty much it from This Is Anfield. On Liverpool.com, Liverpool should spot transfer chance as Champions League club that bid for Fabio Carvalho named. So let's have a quick glance through this. This was written by Joseph Dexter. And according to the Times, and I assume it's Paul Joyce, it is RB Leipzig. There's definitely a few Leipzig players that would be very, very interesting for us. Gvardiol is an obvious one. Szoboszlai is another obvious one. I think either of them would fit really well into what we appear to be trying to do. Mohamed Simakan could be a good backup to Ibu. Benjamin Henrichs as a backup to Trent would be solid. I do like Javier Schlager, but he doesn't fit in how we play. But Simakan as a backup, Henrichs as a backup, Szoboszlai or Gvardiol as starters, they're the ones that would make sense. I do like Dani Olmo. I just don't know how he'd really fit. He's better as a winger, in my view, and he's not really a big goal-scoring winger. So I don't know how he'd fit into this team. What else do we have? 4 things should happen as Liverpool hires Jörg Schmacka as 2 possible transfer edge closer. Let's see what this says. 4 things that should happen. What are they? Budget used efficiently. New markets tapped. Suggestion that we could potentially shop in Poland and Austria, which won't happen because certain people don't want players from outside of the kind of the top leagues. Continue to look at the Red Bull clubs and an increase in loan activity, which just isn't going to happen. So there's no point in really delving into that. Mohamed Salah proved he can fill a new role for Liverpool that he already hints he wants. Alexis McAllister completed. This is some sort of dream transfer thing that probably isn't anybody's dreams. Liverpool transfer news is $97 million double transfer move explored, and Alexis McAllister latest. The next Roberto Firmino emerging, and Liverpool should repeat $46 million Cody Gakpo transfer. And there's a media digest. So let's look at these. Who are the $97 million double midfield move that we could make then? Is that just Ox and Naby leaving. Oh, no, hang on. It's Milinkovic-Savage and Gravenberch. Well, I love Milinkovic-Savage. The time is long since passed to buy him, and Gravenberch just isn't good enough. The next Roberto Firmino is emerging. Is the next Roberto Firmino just Cody? Oh, Xavi Simmons. He's super talented. He's not really Firmino-esque, but he is super talented. I do just worry, though, he's very small, very lightweight, and we've just seen what happened with Fabio Carvalho. Now, Simmons is probably more talented than Carvalho. In fact, he is more talented than Carvalho, but he's a similarly weird fit into this team and how we would play. He's also more of an eight than a forward player. And I do think he might struggle a bit to have the same type of impact in the Premier League as he had in the Eredivisie this year. Jurgen Klopp wants 3 transfers in next 33 days as Liverpool races Chelsea for $62 million signing. The 3 signings, it doesn't really suggest who it will be. It just says Alexis and 2 others. And apparently Liverpool are facing competition from Chelsea for Romeo Lavia. Rudy Galletti is another one of these spoofers who just continually pretends like he knows everything about every club and every different player that's out there, when in truth, like, you're just a spoofer. You're basically Keva for Italy, and you pretend like you know what's going on in all the other leagues. And that's basically it from Liverpool.com. We'll finish up on AnfieldIndex.com. There is a piece on Fabio Carvalho, which is actually taken from what I said yesterday. It was put together by the news team. Lessons learned from Southampton. I assume that's Stephen Smith's latest, is it? Oh, Dave Davis. Dave Davis does the lessons learned, so that's my fault. Firmino to Madrid. Liverpool star eyes Spanish sojourn. That was put together by Mia. Liverpool confirmed Schmatke. And how Europa is a way to ease players out of the first team. So the Schmatke piece is put together by Harper, or written by Harper. And this Europa League piece is from Stephen Smith. He had to have one. A day could not go by where Stephen Smith doesn't have the at least one piece up. There is an outstanding tweet that's been mentioned in there, so you should check that out. And podcast-wise, we've just recorded a new Scouted, taking a look at the relegation clubs in England and who Liverpool could potentially target from them. We also just went around Europe and had a look at who they could target around Europe. There's not many around Europe. It must be said there's a lot of dross. But yeah, that's about it. That's all I have today. Enjoy your Tuesday. The weather's nice. So, you know, get outside, get yourself a bit of sunshine. And I'll see you tomorrow when hopefully there's a bit more to talk about. Bye-bye.
We hope you enjoyed listening to this Anfield Index show. Please be sure to subscribe to our channel so future podcasts find their way to your device automatically. There's nothing quite like fan engagement, and we'd love to know what you think of anything discussed on this show. The best way to get in touch is over on our free Discord community, where both podcasters and listeners debate the hottest LFC topics 24/7. Sign up free now at anfieldindex.com/Discord. You won't regret it. You can also follow us on Twitter at Anfield Index and find us on Facebook by searching for Anfield Index. Oh, and before you go, we'd love it if you could leave us a 5-star review on your favourite podcast app. It only takes a couple of seconds, and it means the world to the people who create these free shows.
Sports Social Podcast Network.